Name of the book, my first Quran story book. Author's name, Dr. Sani Yasnin Khan. Pages, 320. ISBN, 9,788,178,985,541. Available in English and Arabic. Here for young readers and listeners, are all the best treasured stories of the Quran in one beautifully illustrated volume. The stirring and dramatic stories of the great prophets, peoples and nations are unfolded as a family saga, one event leading naturally to the next. All these features in one great book, 42 easy-to-read Quran stories. A moral value with each story. Simple language. Vivid and charming illustrations. A Quran reference for each story at the end of the book. Designed for use at home or at school, this book makes the message of the Quran more meaningful for children. It's the perfect way to begin your child's lifetime adventure of personal Quran reading. Especially chosen for the very young, these stories act as a foundation on which to build a growing knowledge of the Quran. Sani Yasnin Khan is a children's author, with over 100 children's books to his credit. He hopes that his books will be a true companion on the path of spiritual development and will help children to know the true purpose and meaning of life. The author can be reached at skin@goodwordbooks.com. Here is a selection from the book. The Story of Maryam. Like all the stories told in the Quran, this is also a true story. It begins even before Maryam, or Mary, was born. Long, long ago there lived a pious lady in Jerusalem. Her name was Hannah, and her husband was Imran. She prayed to Allah for a child and vowed that the child would spend her life serving Allah. Allah heard her prayers, and she gave birth to a beautiful baby girl who was named Maryam, Mary. When she gave birth to Maryam, she felt sad and said, "Oh my Lord! I have given birth to a female, for only a male child could do priestly work." It had always been so. But Allah graciously accepted the girl child and caused her to grow up in purity. When Maryam began serving Allah, as promised by her mother, the priests so admired her deep respect for Allah, that every one of them felt it would be an honor to be her guardian. Sometimes her uncle would go and meet Maryam. Every time he went to her little room, he saw that there was fresh food. One day he asked, "Maryam, how do you get fresh food and fresh water?" Maryam simply answered, "It is from Allah. He gives in plenty to whom he wishes." One day she was alone in her room. Suddenly an unknown man who was actually an angel, appeared before her. She became afraid. But the man said, "Do not be afraid. I am Allah's messenger. You will have a holy son." Maryam panicked. She asked the angel, "How can I have a son?" The angel said, "Allah says, this is easy for me. Your son will be a blessing for humankind. And he will be a sign from Allah. His name will be Isa ibn Maryam." Maryam left Jerusalem. She walked till she reached a faraway place. She was tired and hot. She saw a palm tree. She sat in its shade. A stream was flowing nearby. It was here, in the shade of a date palm and next to a stream, that the prophet Isa, Jesus, was born. Maryam heard a voice, "Have some dates. Drink water. Then take your baby and go back to your own people. But do not speak. Keep silent. If people ask you why you don't speak, tell them that you promised Allah to keep silence." Maryam picked up little Isa and went to her own village. People asked her, "Whose baby is this?" But she kept silent as Allah told her to. Suddenly little Isa said, "I am the servant of Allah. He has given me the book and made me a prophet. His blessing is upon me wherever I go, and he has commanded me to be steadfast in prayer and give alms to the poor as long as I shall live. He has made me kind and dutiful towards my mother. He has rid me of arrogance and wickedness. I was blessed on the day I was born, and blessed I shall be on the day of my death, and may peace be upon me on the day when I shall be raised to life." People were amazed to hear the little baby speak. But why should they be surprised? The prophet Isa's birth was a miracle. And Allah gave the prophet Isa all power to perform many miracles during his life. The Quran says, "Such was Isa, son of Maryam. He was a great prophet and he taught people how to love Allah."